Okay, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we have a guest speaker, Matt Landis, who is the CEO of Landis Technologies, here to talk to us about their contact center product and all the other additional products that they have. So welcome, Matt. Thank you for coming on. And why don't you tell us about yourself and a little bit about your product?
Yeah, as you said, CEO of Landis Technologies. And what we are really kind of our premier product is the Landis Contact Center for Microsoft Teams. And what that product is a contact center that is a Teams first contact center. It's not something we built for another product and then we're kind of rejigging it to work with Teams. It's built directly on the communication APIs and it's Teams first, made for Teams. So that's what we're doing.
Awesome. Well, really great to have you on the show, Matt. It's always good to have a long time OCS, Link, Skype for Business, now Teams expert. So,
yep. Good to talk. I actually jumped in at Link, but yes, I was monitoring OCS, and then when it was Link, we're like, we can do this. We can do voice on this thing. Anyhow.
For our viewers who aren't familiar with Landis Technologies, what is your business focus, and specifically in the contact center area? For Teams, what is the primary focus there?
Yeah, so what we're really focusing on is not necessarily the biggest contact center in the world, but where people want a contact center that is really Teams focused. So I'm kind of repeating myself again, but literally people that are looking for something that tightly, they can do a toggle switch and now they have contact center functionality. So maybe those who are looking for something that's convenient and they can get it rolling and there's not a lot of heavy technical requirements to get it going. That's kind of the focus. That is the focus.
Good stuff.
So for the Landis Contact Center for Microsoft Teams, obviously it's built for Teams, kind of you were mentioning that it was designed and it's not kind of ported from something else. So what kind of differentiates you maybe against some of the other solutions that are building contact centers for Teams?
Yes. So what you're going to see in the market, a lot of contact centers are direct route connected. So it's kind of like they're a PBX that's integrated using a SIP tie trunk. That's the way I talk about it. We're not. We are, if you're using Microsoft Parlance right now, they have the Connect solutions and the Power solutions. And, you know, the way you can think about it is direct connected. And the other one is powered by Microsoft Teams itself. So what's underneath us is not some other PBX or some other solution. Underneath us is Microsoft Teams. When there's a call going, if you go into the TAC, the Teams Admin Center, there will be a call registered for those, all the legs of the call that we're handling. So we're just leveraging the existing Microsoft Teams infrastructure. We're not piping you out somewhere else and you have to do, you know, if something goes wrong, you know, you're doing traces and all kinds of systems. No, it's all in Teams. So what you're saying, differentiate. Another thing, so we're just resting right on top of Teams. But the other thing is our UI, if I would show it to you, the elements look just like Teams. Everything from selecting, you know, when you want to select columns in a list, there's a slide out from the side with the purple toggle buttons. You know, when you're searching, colors, icons, we look and feel just like Teams. So if you're familiar with the Teams Admin Center and you're familiar with the Teams client UI, you come into us, you're going to say, wait a minute, am I in Teams or am I in some other solution? Because we want it to feel like one seamless solution. That's, you know, we want it to be a tight, great feel. So
yeah, so the connected solutions are really just kind of using Teams as like the where the agent lives, like receiving and taking the call, but it's really pulling the experience into another platform, whatever that is. And then, you know, the powered version or the powered version of the contact center is really just all native Teams. You're kind of living in the same ecosystem. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's and one of the nice things about it, so a differentiator is, you know, instead of, you know, creating a direct route, you know, kind of integrating that other solution, we think of it more as clicking a checkbox and now you're enabling contact center functionality inside Teams. So that's more the experience, you know, you're really to set up our service. You sign into the service with your Azure Active Directory administrator password and give permissions to the Landis Contact Center service, and you're running. So it's, you know, even a business, you don't need a lot of technical expertise to do it. Yeah.
That's great, Matt. I mean, it's kind of really a good segue into my question, where, you know, talking about, you know, product architecture, maybe you can talk to us a little bit about, you know, how the solution is deployed, right? I know that you mentioned just, you know, how do you, you know, sort of set it up, but, you know, is this something that is deployed and running in your Azure instance or your data center instance, or, you know, if the customer is large enough, could they deploy it in their own Azure instance, et cetera, right? How is that, I guess, deployment from an architecture perspective?
Yes. So we get this question, and because one of our vision for the product is that super simple implementation, you know, think of it as a purple toggle, you know, like you see in Teams, you toggle that thing and it's running. The only way you're going to get that simplicity is if it's software as a service. So we have made a could we give our code and let someone install it in their infrastructure, we certainly could do that. But we've made an internal decision. At this time, we're really focusing on software as a service. So, you know, we have the service running, we're watching it very closely, making sure it runs, and it's multi-tenant service fabric, just keeps on running and running. And you're not worrying about things going down for you. So yeah, software as a service. And really, that's driven by our vision that we want to be super simple to implement.
And so with that, I know that you guys also are doing call recording, correct?
Yep.
So does that call recording also play into the product architecture as well, like as a software as a service as well? Are the two systems tied together, or is it sort of one platform where you're licensed for whatever capability you're looking for?
Yeah, so think of kind of the overarching service, Landis Contact Center for Microsoft Teams. Underneath that, there's some components. We have the call queuing and routing. We have the policy call recording. We have the call flow builder and our attendant console. So they're all services that run in our software, you know, our software as a service. And you just choose which one of them you want to run. So we might have customers that all they want is policy call recording. And I should call out, at the moment, we're really focusing on customer service scenarios and not compliance scenarios. But there might be a customer, all they want is they don't even want contact center, or they don't want any of the other pieces. All they want is policy call recording. In other words, they can set a policy on a user and say, hey, record all their calls. And they can buy a license for that and just use that piece of it. Really, the whole thing is so easy to implement that, you know, doing that is very handy. So,
well, so then I guess you guys are, you're not just using the contact center API or the communications API, but is the call recording API separate in that instance as well? So you're using both?
Yes, we are using both. And, you know, the call recording API, really, what the call recording API, the compliance, Microsoft compliance call recording, really what it is it pulls a bot into a call automatically if you've used PowerShell to set a call recording policy on that user. So really what they're doing is just pulling a bot that we've made in, and then our bot does, you know, what it does. In our case, gets a recording and puts it in our portal and makes a nice place you can search it and find it and play it. Is that clear?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yep. So yes, it does. We utilize the communication APIs. We also use some other graph APIs, you know, Azure APIs to pull users, but it's one seamless thing. You just kind of use it, and behind the scenes, it uses the graph APIs to do what it needs to do.
That's great. Matt, maybe walk us through one of the more challenging scenarios that you've run into with one or more of your offerings.
Yeah. So we're dependent on Microsoft. So the biggest challenge that we've had to date is the timeline on them bringing all the communication APIs that we need. I'd say that's a number one challenge for us. At the moment, based on what Microsoft's communicated to us, we have a timeline now, an ETA on all the pieces that we need. One of the challenges has been that Microsoft released the communication APIs piecemeal. And a lot of people, I'd say most people, including most Microsofties, thought it was going to be a big bang. And therefore, when we would say, well, we'd love to release that feature, but we don't have the communication API. And guess what? The Microsoft guys would say, well, we checked with our manager and they said they've already been released. Well, the deal is it was, you know, cumulative. You know, one communication API, then the other one, then the next one, until they've got them all released. So there was a lot of pain around that. And even, you know, kind of training the Microsoft people that just because a communication API was released doesn't mean they were all the ones that are needed to do a contact center is released. So that was one of the challenges. Another one related to call recording. You're kind of dependent on Microsoft. And one of the decisions that Microsoft made on the policy call recording or the compliance call recording APIs that they provided to us, they've decided that when a PSTN user is recorded, they should do an audio recording to let the caller know that. Now, the problem is they do it at the point that the recording starts. And that's not a real good idea. As you can immediately start seeing, that's not a great idea. Yeah. So, for example, a user calls, a PSTN user calls a Teams user. The Teams user answers, and the first thing they hear is, this meeting is being recorded or transcribed. That's not the experience any PBX user is used to hearing. Usually they'll go through an auto attendant and they'll say, you know, this call may be recorded. And then when you answer, there's no recording interrupting your conversation. So I think that's something Microsoft's going to have to sort out. I know they're really probably trying to legally cover themselves, but it's not quite as users will expect. Working around, you know, APIs that do maybe a little more than you should be able to select whether that happens, I would say. So that's another challenge.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe just to shift gears a bit, talk a little bit about the certification and validation process or processes that you've been going through to with some of these products and what that's been like.
Yeah. So the Microsoft Teams Certified Contact Center program, it was announced, I'm trying to remember, it's been a little while ago, I'm going to say maybe a year ago already. Was it Microsoft Ignite? Doesn't really matter. And as soon as that was announced, we talked to our contacts at Microsoft and said we'd be more than eager to be a first participant in that program. And recently that program has started, the wheels have started to roll on that, and we've been participating in that. And I think that the program is going to provide customers value. It's far more than just a technical certification. There's multiple components of it. So as you're going through the process, so as a contact center vendor, going through the process, one of the things you're going to have to do is get your solution on AppSource. So if you go on the web, you can search app. So getting an entry in AppSource, and that alone is a multi-step process. So, you know, you go through and you make sure you have every image, you know, every graphic. And so it's a bit of a process just that. Then the next one, and you don't have to do them in this order, but maybe a logical progression here. The next step is getting your Teams app on the App Store. So that's getting it so that when you go into apps inside the Team app and you type Landis Contact Center, we show up there. And once again, that can be a month or two or three process, you know, till you get every check, every jot, and every tittle just like it needs to be. Then there is also the technical certification. And when I think of a certification, or at least in the past, when we got our attendant console in the Skype for Business era, you know, they're pretty much, it was a technical certification. And so there's also a technical certification where they're going through and making sure all the, you know, all the logs show right in their, you know, list of technical features they test. And then there's another one that is the Microsoft Cloud App Security. So this is software as a service. So the very first question, if you're working with big customers, you know, I have 60 questions and how are you going to answer them all? Well, Microsoft has the Microsoft Cloud App Security kind of process where you answer those 60 questions in a kind of standard format that everyone can look at it and satisfy themselves. So that's another piece of it. And then there's other things like, you know, where software is a service, obviously the Microsoft Communication API is a service as well. So how do our network operations centers interact? That's another piece of it. And there's more pieces, but that's kind of the flow. It's not just everyone is going to go through this program. You're really committed. There's financial, you know, obviously financial pieces to it as well. So if someone's in this, they probably mean business. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah.
I guess the benefit for the end user, the customer, is, you know, they can be guaranteed that it meets a certain minimum bar for security, for you know, works as advertised, all that type of thing, right?
Yeah. Very, it's a vetted, and you know, it's going to be vendors who have been working alongside Microsoft, and Microsoft knows them, you know, has some comfort level with them. It's, you know, you look at the list of vendors, they're people we know. So, yeah.
Hey, one last bonus question for you. before we wrap up. See, these guys think I'm going to start rambling on and on, but I won't do that. Just, you know, if someone's interested in the solution, is it best just to contact the company directly? Yeah. Or do you offer a proof of concept, trial, anything like that?
Yes. So what you can do is go in Microsoft Teams. Click on the apps, type Landis Contact Center. And our app will show there. You can install it and you can get that. It's in preview at the moment. The policy call recording is GA version. It's ready for production. The other one is ready for production too, but currently the communication APIs are not. So it's preview. We're holding that until the communication APIs have an SLA. But you can just go on apps inside the Teams app, type Landis Contact Center, and you can get it. Or you can, of course, go on Google and search for Landis Contact Center. So, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Matt. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate you sharing, you know, that information and sort of your journey into the Teams for Contact Center world. And again, any of our listeners, if you want to get a hold of Landis Technologies, is just landistechnologies.com, and I'll include that link inside the blog post as well. So again, thanks, Matt, for coming on, and it's been great talking with you.
Yeah, no, I always enjoy talking to you all too, individually and together. It's good
stuff. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.